Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. Later on tonight, the kiss that got everybody talking, Maura Higgins and Danny Jones caught in a drunken clinch. Is a moment of stupidity enough to end a marriage, or should we be more forgiving? Now, we've received an email from a listener that details a recent incident in Deals, and I know that this kind of thing is becoming more and more common, so I thought it would be a good idea to cover it on tonight's show. According to the account, a woman entered the store, which is Deals, a Deals store, wearing a surgical mask with her hood up, and she was pushing a buggy. She allegedly stole two air fryers. The store staff were alerted and the Gardaí responded. However, due to her face being covered, identification proved challenging. This incident raises questions about the balance between public health measures and security. During the COVID-19 pandemic, wearing face masks became a common practice to protect ourselves and others. However, as we move beyond the pandemic, the continued use of masks, especially in situations that may facilitate criminal activity, is a topic worth discussing. Now, I want to know what you think. Should we ban these masks? While masks did play a role during the pandemic, should their use be reconsidered in contexts where they might hinder security measures? Let us know what you think on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Jason first. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good evening, Aza. How are you?
Not too bad. So what do you think? Do you think that these masks should be banned? I can't even talk now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a security threat. Have you seen that in England now at the moment, these facial recognition vans parked in town centres now? And if you try and cover yourself up or turn away from the walk away, the police will actually stop you now.
Yeah, I've heard about these. Yes, I have heard about them.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's on the way. But, I mean, why do you need to cover up? I mean, there's no pandemic at the moment. That was there for a certain length of time. And we all know what's going on now with the people with them. They're covering themselves up. They're on their e-bikes. They have masks all over them. And they're coming up alongside. They're robbing phones. They're mugging people. I mean, it's an epidemic in England at the moment, and it's starting to happen over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I actually spoke to somebody else this afternoon, and they saw the exact same thing in Dunn's. Someone with a mask, a hood, all that, and they went in. I don't know what they robbed, but they did go in and steal something, and they can't be recognised. They can't be identified.
You wouldn't be able to walk into a bank with a helmet on you. You see at bank doors, couriers, please remove your helmet.
You have to remove your helmet, exactly. So why should you be able to wear a mask and a hood and all that?
But then do we ban it for everybody because we don't know a certain religion believes in covering up?
I mean, we could do it where if you have a medical reasons, you know, you could have to, I don't know how you would do it, but you'd have to get like some sort of note from a doctor.
What about for religious grounds? I mean, the hijab and the burqa, they cover people up. Japanese people, we all know what Japanese people are like. They walk around their own seat with masks on.
Yeah, yeah. The air quality and that.
Do we just ban it for Irish Dublin people, or is it all across the board? I mean, you look at France now, and I think it's Denmark and Belgium. They're not allowed to wear the hijab there or the burqa. Nobody's allowed to walk around covered up now. Because of the security threat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is definitely a question that we need to ask because, you know, it's happening and people are taking advantage of having their faces covered and they're using it as, you know, so they're able to do this without being identified. Go ahead.
The likes of shoplift, it's got prolific. I mean, the likes of robberies on the streets. We've all seen the videos. Two lads pull up on e-scooters or a motorbike, they're covered up, they're robbing people off, and you can't identify them. You know, I mean, there was a time, I couldn't walk through Dublin back in the 80s or 90s with a balaclava on me.
No, of course you couldn't.
No, but now I could put a black coat on me, pull the hood right up over the top of my eyes, I could put a mask on me, so it's only just my eyes being seen, and I could walk around and do whatever I want. So that's, you can't feel safe in a city with people like that. You have to be able to identify people. Somebody does something to you, what's the first thing the guards ask you? Give us a description.
Yeah. No,
you know,
it's true.
So,
yeah, I mean, it is true.
There's no reason. We don't live in a real cold country where it's minus 20, 30, where, you know, you have to cover your face because of the cold. You know, we don't live in a country where the sun is beating down all the time, where you have to cover your face so you don't get burnt. I mean, there's no reason to cover your face walking around. There's not, unless you really have some medical condition. Then it would be a medical mask. And, I mean, not everybody has medical conditions that you need to wear masks.
Yeah. So wearing a mask in public spaces, and it could be limited to those with documented health conditions. I don't know if you'd have to carry around like your doctor's note or something with you, but I mean, that seems fair. It seems fair that you could be asked to remove a mask when you're entering a store or whatever.
You should be able to. I mean, if you're at the place, you have to be able to be identified. That's why you're not allowed to walk around with balaclavas on you, because people have to be able to identify you.
Yeah. Let me go to Michael. Michael's on hold there. Hiya, Michael.
How are you doing, AJ? How are things?
Yeah, not too bad. So, what's your take on this?
Oh, blanket ban on it straight across the whole country. Unless what that gentleman was saying, unless they have a medical condition that they have to wear a surgical mask, blanket ban. You know, it's plain and simple. There's too much thievery and tuggery going on with people covering up and nothing being done about it. Nothing can be done about it because they can't be identified. Now, I know that gentleman said there are different ethnic groups and whatnot, but they're coming into this country, they live by the rules. That's it, like, you know, they decide to come to this country. So they decide to live by the rules that we set in place. I know it sounds cruel, but it's the only way to get a grip and a handle on all this robbery and everything that's going on in the country.
I think there's definitely a fine line to find, because, you know, you don't want to be discriminating against someone, let's say, that does have a medical condition. So how do you think that we could combat that?
Yeah, it's the very same as people that have the badges for the disabled park. You know, if you have some sort of a badge that you carry around your pocket, you get stopped going into a particular shop or wherever, you just produce the badge nice and discreetly saying, look, I have a condition, I have to wear it. And then you just go about your business, you know. It can be done, it's very simply rectified.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable, yeah, it does sound reasonable. Because like you say, you have to have a badge on your car if you... Have you got your radio on? Has someone got their... I can hear myself back, it's horrible.
Sorry, hold on there, give me a second, AJ.
No, don't worry. Yeah, so Jason, what Michael was saying there, I mean, that seems reasonable. Like, you do have to have one if you wanted to park in a disabled parking space.
Yeah, it's so simple. You get a little fit off your doctor, you put it in your purse, you put it in your wallet, and you stop. Yeah, there you go. That's okay, no problem, off you go. But all of the people we're tagging, we all know the type of people that are doing this. Go into any city centre, go into any big town, you'll see them. They're covered up, they're hanging around corners. I mean, they're up to no good, mostly. Not saying them all, but there's a lot of them going on. You just see them. So, I mean, you couldn't walk into a bank. I couldn't walk into an office block with a helmet on you and start walking around. You wouldn't walk into a shopping centre with a helmet on you and just start walking around doing your shopping. You'd be approached by security and told to take it off. But see, people are afraid to stop people now, because you stop somebody and put your hand on them, you're the one in trouble now. I mean, look at England. Anything under 200 quid, they're not even allowed to stop them. They're walking into shops as clear as day. They're just filling up their bags and walking out, and there's not a thing anybody can do. Just put your hands on them. They have more rights now than you. The criminals have more rights now than the victims. There's too many human rights lawyers and all these people out there. You're not allowed to touch them. They're allowed to do what they want. I mean, they all come from backgrounds and broken this and broken that. So, I mean, my mother-in-law was mugged twice in Dublin City Centre. Twice.
Is that recent, Jason?
Just last year. This year, actually, on the Lewis in the middle of the day. Last year, in the middle of a Saturday afternoon on O'Connell Street, junkie came up, stuck his finger in and took everything. And nobody done a thing.
Oh, my God.
Everybody just turned away and looked like... So, I mean, you know, they're doing it with impunity in Dublin at the moment. People just do what they want. The lawlessness is over. The criminals own the streets now in Dublin. Just have a look. There's not a guard to be seen in Dublin.
So what I witnessed something one time, and there was a guy and a man and a woman actually in a supermarket, an expensive supermarket, and they were filling up a shopping bag with steaks, like as in sirloin steaks, fillet steaks, all of that, because they're all like, what, 20 quid each.
Well, they sell them at the pub.
Yeah, and they were filling up the bag, and the staff saw them, the security saw them, and let them walk out.
Can't touch them. That security guard puts a hand on them. They'll have him done for false arrest and all sorts. He loses his license, he loses everything. It's not worth it. They'll tell you that themselves.
Terrible,
you have to live with it. Isn't it terrible you have to live like that? That the criminals now have more rights than you. There's more people out there to look after a criminal than there is to look after a victim.
I've just got Michael back there. Hi, Michael. Did you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I did. I apologise for that.
Don't be silly here, Grant.
Come here. No, I was, what that gentleman was saying there, like, you know, a blanket ban across all masks, with the exception of certain people that have medical problems. But as that gentleman said there, the criminals have more rights than an ordinary standard Irish citizen. So the government want to come down heavy on these people as well. There's no point bringing a guy to court there for robbing. Just use that example that you were saying, 20 or 30 stakes over shop. They're going to court, they get a slap on the wrist and off to go, and they'll be laughing at the law and laughing at the judges and laughing at everybody. They need to come down as hard as they possibly can and set an example for the first 100 people or 1,000 people that they can to catch doing this type of crime. You know, it has to be across the board. It has to be the whole lot. And if the whole system has to change.
But I mean, there's been reports recently. I've been reading quite a few things about people who are working in retail, and they're worried and they're scared. And some shop owners aren't leaving women on their own in shops. They have to think about who they've got on the rota. They need to have a man and a woman. And I'm not being sexist by saying that, but obviously, you know, it is safer to have a man there as well. You know.
Yeah. But that's what I'm getting at. Sorry, Jason, go ahead there.
They're told not to intervene now. And I mean, are you going to risk your life for somebody else's money? It's all insured now. It's cheaper just to claim the insurance than go to court.
And so,
yeah,
once
it's under 500 euros, it's not worth going to court.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be 500 euros or more before it's feasible for any employer or any shop or any hardware or anything to bring a person to court, because other than that, they're just throwing money up below 500 euros, throwing money in, down in the waste, just throwing it into the fire. But see, that's my point that I was just making there. You know, you have shopkeepers and outlets all across the country, not just Dublin now, it's everywhere, it's every single city, town in this country. They don't have the law behind them. You know, you have a guy coming, like I just said, you have guys coming in there, threatening staff and a whole lot of things. And there's nothing there for the innocent staff that are being threatened. The criminals are getting away with blue murders. That's what they're doing. They're getting away with it. There's nothing there to support the ordinary hard-working male or female. It doesn't matter who they are. You know, because the criminals can walk away, get a slap in the wrist, laugh at everybody, and go stick two fingers up to the Gardaí and everything else, and tomorrow morning to go do it again. You know, there's nothing there. Like, how many reports, many times have we heard it on the news, social media, such a guy had 120-something criminal offences, and he gets the 18-month suspended sentence after he goes over the 100 mark. You know, it's silly, the system that's in this country.
So just from what you're saying there, guys, it just really sounds like people need to be made an example of, and we need to come down harder on this type of crime. And it's not just about the masks, but that's definitely a part of it. You know, these people, it should be easier to identify them. And then there should be harsher punishments as well. I'm just going to have to go to the ads there, guys. Thanks. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. Later on, we're going to be talking about that kiss between Maura Higgins and Danny Jones. It was a drunken kiss. And we're asking, is it a moment of stupidity, and is it enough to end a marriage, or should we be more forgiving? Now, we received an email from a listener that details a recent incident in Deals. So basically what happened was a woman entered Deals with a mask on and her hood up, and she was pushing a buggy, and she allegedly stole two air fryers. Now, the store staff were alerted and the Gardaí responded. However, due to her face being covered, identification proved challenging. So what we're asking is, should these masks be banned now? Because we're not in the middle of a pandemic anymore. And are they really needed? I'm going to go to Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. How things?
Yeah, not too bad. So what do you think? Do you think that we should be banning these masks now in shops and that?
Without a shadow of a doubt. And tell me this now. Was it a mask or was it one of these Burka Yorks that you done?
So it was a surgical mask, like a COVID mask. Oh, you know, the blue ones. Yeah, yeah. And since I've got that message, I was speaking to others, and other people have said they've seen the exact same thing. One person said they saw it in their local Dunnes. And then I was talking to Jason and Michael before the break, and they're saying that it's happening all over the place. They're on their e-bikes and their e-scooters now, and they've got masks on. They can't be recognised, and they're committing crimes, and they can't be identified.
Yeah. Or without a shadow of a doubt. And even like, and maybe I might get in trouble now, like even this thing there with the Muslim women there wearing them burqas, is that like, them things should be banned, like. And it's very simple. You come into the country, you live by the rules. And like, they're no rocket science. They do what they do in Australia. Like, you have to be, there has to be reason not to commit crime. Like the same thing is, you need to have a reason to get up every morning to go to work, you know, to pay your bills and provide for your family and things like that. But then they have to, like, this free legal aid and all that. That should be stopped, like. And if they're robbing all the time, it's not that they're short of food or thing like that. Like, it's just, you know, crime pays. Like, same thing with begging. All that should be stopped, nipped in the bud, and you know, that should these gangs own begging and all that. Like, it's a joke. Like, they're making more money than Michal Martin, like, and it's proven that they're making more money than you know. So. That's my worst. I was in Izmir last May, AJ.
Yeah.
And down where I come from in the country, I'm in Izmir city for 7 days, and I live in out in the middle of the country. There's more people with these burqas or burqa. What do they call them? The hijabs.
Yeah, a hijab or a burqa. Yeah. So I mean, it does cover quite a lot. Like the hijab, I think, doesn't actually cover the face, but the burqa does. I could be wrong. Yeah. So don't quote me. But yeah, some of them do cover quite a lot of the face. Now, I haven't seen very, very many of them around personally. But yeah, I mean, in France and that, you're not allowed to wear them in certain settings. And it is something that we are going to have to discuss, because at the end of the day, it is making it harder to be able to crack down on crime and combat crime and to identify people.
That's it. And like, they're using it to suit themselves, like, you know what I mean? But in Izmir city, which is one of the most, which I personally taught myself was one of the most radical Muslim cities in the world. And there were no hijabs. There were no hijabs there, like, you know? And so that's just my, but this whole young thing there, like, and it'll have to come back to the day that any young fellow up in the e-scooter there with his mask on him, a size 9 up in the rear end, that'll stop a lot of it, like. And it's going to have to come back to that. And the do-gooders that and all that, like, we're going to have to move on from that, like. The do-gooders are going to have to wake up and see what's happening. Like, can you imagine what people go through inside the shop, trying to earn a day's hire, earn a day's pay, and some little scotch will come in with a needle or a knife or whatever, and their face covered. The pure cowards, like. You know, that, and just say if that person inside the counter had a baseball bat and give him a slash of it into the side of their shoulder or thing like that, they seem to have to be in trouble then. Like, that's the hypocrisy. That's the whole thing. That's the joke of the whole thing, right?
I'm just going to go back to Michael quickly, because before I was talking to you there, Mike, Michael was saying about if it's below 500 euro, there's no, they don't do anything about it. And staff in shops are now being told not to intervene if they do see somebody stealing something. Is that the case, Michael?
Well, I was talking to a chap there that did get, I think it was about 300 quid worth of stuff robbed out of the shop. And he told me directly, unless it's 500 euros or more, it's not worth his time or his money or his effort to go to court, because it'll cost him a lot more to try and get the money back. But as that gentleman said, everyone's afraid now. The criminals and the thugs and these guys that are going around the place, they know the law a lot better than the ordinary Joe Soaps like yourself and Mike there, and even yourself, AJ.
Yeah.
You know, they know exactly that if you even lay a finger on them, they can do you. You know, that's what I'm saying. Start with the banning of the masks across the board, and there's no disrespect to any race that comes in and out of this country. Right? They just live by the rules. And then the law has to come down hard on these people. Instead of letting them accumulate 66 or 166 offences before they finally do something about it. You know, it has to be across the board. It has to be a major discussion of laws and changes in this country in order to make the ordinary Joe of people of this country safe, that they can feel safe, that people can go to work, knowing if that happens to them, they can report the crime, identify the person that done it, and they know that the law is going to be on their side instead of on the criminal side. It's quite simple. Turn the screws around. Prosecute and jail them and give them, and don't give them a suspended sentence. If you give them 2 years, let them have the 2 years. And give them 2 years of hard labour. None of this 3 square meals and a game of pool every day. You know, there's plenty of work in this country for criminals to do that ordinary Joe Soaps are doing. The likes of charity works. Go out and clean the drains, dig ditches, whatever it is. Bring the law back to the olden days. When I was a young lad, and I even thought about robbing a teddy sweet or robbing whatever, I got the 7 different shades to kick down me. Excuse the language. And it was the truth. And that's the way it was years ago. Society has changed completely, all towards the criminal aspect of the country. Nothing about the ordinary Joe Soaps of this country that are trying to make a living, going out to work every morning, hoping that they don't get robbed or mugged on the street like that gentleman was saying. I think it was his mother that got robbed.
Yeah, his mother-in-law. Twice she was robbed.
People like that have to be protected against these animals. That's all they are. They're animals and cowards that hide the mask.
Stay with me there, Michael. I'm just going to go to Micheál. Sorry, Michael, I'm just going to mute you just because your line is quite loud. Hi, Micheál, how you doing?
And good evening to you. It's great to see the selection of Mikes, Mikes, Michael, Micheál.
I know. I'm trying to keep track, Micheál. How are you feeling? Are you still in hospital or are you out?
I'm back with good health.
Oh, that's good, Micheál. I'm glad to hear it. So what do you think in terms of surgical masks that were obviously, they had to be worn during COVID, the COVID pandemic. People are wearing them now, taking advantage and going and committing crimes. Do you think they should be banned?
Absolutely, that was the question. Anything that doesn't allow face recognition. Even when COVID was on, that's the only thing I had against the mask and I wore one. But the point was, it allowed the criminal to do whatever they would like. But that's now over. Any form of facial coverage of any shape or make should be barred. But the problem we are going to face, yes, you can catch them. I did something there some years ago and I wouldn't do it again. And I was in a shop in a bank and I said, hands up. Yeah, hands up, all right, but he made one awful mistake. My right hand caught the side of his jaw when he went down like a ton of bricks. But the point is, I wouldn't do it again. But
you did that, Micheál.
That was absolutely in the country. And I said, get me off your bits and this and that. I said, oh, sweet Jesus. And hands up. And I was, well, I suppose I was there. What was even arm's length from him? And he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to those 3 or 4 there because he was going up in the tail. His hands went up with a bit more fraction and ding. He went down like a ton of bricks. But that's me. I can do that. I have no problem. I probably still be able to do it, but I wouldn't bother doing it. But now, if the law is on the side of the criminal, there's nowhere to put them. You catch them today, the amount of state money that's wasted, the guards come out, and they go to Chicago, and they come out, there's a car wasting time, to bring him in, your name and address, a few things, grand job, you're here for a visit again. But then he goes to court, he walks out. There's nowhere to put them. But as lads said there earlier, a size 9 up to behind and level them. Like, and it's great to hear all the country vices coming in tonight because we're all in the same thing. There should be a side down. The Lord of Mercy and Lugs Brannigan, he'd the best thing ever. That was it. And he gave him a kick up the ass if you met him out because he wasn't on his way to commit a crime. He was on the way back after doing it. They got clattered anyway. But nowhere to put them. Like, you put these, like, it is the truth. Everywhere you go, everywhere it's full. And above all, now the amount of people who've brought into the country. And there's no identification. We're doing it the first goddamn bit about them. And we're bringing them in with the shipload. And we're bringing in, Christ, what knows what we're bringing in. But like when you go to any of the, go take a look at any of the prisoners, the colour scheme is very good. No. But where do you put them? You catch them, you charge them, but where do you put them?
So yeah, just not enough space and just there's not enough resources really to deal with all of the crime that's going on.
But like that, as the lad said, I'm going to go under £500 down the torch, just hand it over. Like, but the law is on the side of the criminal. There's no, unless you happen to have security in a shop. Now, the only good thing about shops are there's cameras in a lot of them. Now, in that, the camera can collect them, bring them in, and I saw quite recently, there's a couple of people like you, and I couldn't believe me two eyes, who I spotted them, but anyway, they were caught. But that's it, 2 days later, they're back in the street.
Yeah.
It's absolutely what they put them. They're held in the guard station overnight for a sale, brought to court, and then to waste the police time, waste them everything else, and then she gets out in the streets. What do you do with them? Where do you put them? We don't have the facility. There's not the resources. The resources are there to take them into court, whatnot. But then the guard, they're bound pissed off altogether because they're not going to be bringing in last night after night or day after day unless it's serious. But the camera is the best deterrent to the lot. And have a good sign up, like for cameras, and as well as that, I'd have a huge sign up, no facial covers, absolutely none. And another lad said, you have these e-scooters, and you hop on, you're gone like a rocker. Nobody knows who you are.
Let me just go to Steve and Micheál. Stay with me there. Hiya, Stephen, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm AJ, and yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So I've just got here on my screen that you saw a similar thing to what our listener has seen.
Oh, yes, because I'm a former sales assistant at one of the retail shops in Galway over the years. But we saw this woman, and she had the face mask, and she bring the buggy with her, with no child in it. And one Christmas Eve, we saw her, we caught her on CCTV cameras, and she stole a toy and a radio. Christmas Eve 2023.
Oh my goodness. So it's the same thing then. It's the same thing. And I think that our listener who sent in the email, they did say that there was no child in the buggy either. So it's a buggy and a mask is what people are using.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because I see her a few times because when I'm serving her, and what I done is I get up of my chair at the till and just pretend I knock something down. And I just get up off the chair and then see, does she have anything underneath the buggy? And if she has something underneath the buggy, I have to tell her to hand it over to me. And if she won't hand it over to me, I have to get the manager or supervisor to have a question and to her or call the Gardaí.
And so what did you do that at the time?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we done it at the time because before she arrived, I contacted a few of my floor staff just to keep a close eye and just pretend that you're doing something and just keep an eye and make sure that she won't steal anything. If she did steal something, just have a word with her.
So it was just to have a word? So there was no...
Just to tell her if she started planning on stealing stuff, you know, just keep a close eye and I wouldn't come near the tails. Now, she paid for a few stuff, but like few essential stuff, like toilet cleaners and washing tablets or something like that. But when I just get up at the chair, it's just seeing if there's anything underneath the buggy. But I saw one, and she got the ironing, you know, like ironing clothes stuff. And I caught her down. I said, can you hand that over to me? If she can afford it, hand it back over to me. And she did.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you think about people wearing masks in shops? Do you think that it's about time that we banned it?
Oh, yes. I'm 100% sure because, we don't wear the mask in any other retail shops anymore because we're out of the pandemic. Like, could you imagine now if we're still wearing it, like 5 years on?
Yeah, I mean, and it has been 5 years now. So I think that... It just became so normalised that you just, when you see someone with a mask on, you don't think anything of it. But it's actually people are using it to be able to commit crime and get away with it.
Oh, yeah. But they'd be caught on CCTV cameras. And next thing, they'd be all over on RT Crime Call a few weeks later.
AJ, can I come in there?
Go for it, yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be no rocket science in sorting out that problem, okay? Any of them people that are caught, if they're farmers there, right, and they're caught dead with their buggies, no court, if they're caught red-handed and CCTV, no court into the barracks on the plane the following morning, which would cost the same thing as what it would cost for legal aid, free legal aid, and back into their own country. If that was done 5 or 10 times, it wouldn't be long stopping.
Same with travellers people as well. Travellers are the worst. That was,
Well, it could be anybody now. We can't say that it's one specific group.
But I didn't say it was anybody. But like, just like, that is the thing. And the, like, bringing to court, there should be no, if they're caught red-handed like that, and on CCTV, like, they shouldn't be have to wait for 3 months to go to court or something like that. Like, there should be, there should be a kind of an express thing that's dealt with it straight away. And did she pay? Did that lady pay for the goods, or did she hand them back?
Well, she only paid for the essential stuff, like toilet cleaners, and that's all. But she handed over the stuff back to me, because I have another sale assistant around with me, back up. Behind
my
back for protection.
Yes, and anybody like that, they, if they're straight into jail, if they're kept in jail, then and they should not have to be entitled to free legal aid to go to court, costing the state more money. Should they have no incentive not to do crime? Should that incentivizing you to do crime, isn't it?
There's nowhere to put them when you bring them to court. You know where to put them when you bring them to court. As you said, free legal aid, which is the greatest laugh of our times, because if they're out there, free legal aid, I did absolutely no way. But the situation is, you're back to square one. You've nowhere to put them. They're just decent. They lay not your economist and clear. Nowhere to put these people. They're just decent. So no matter what you do, your police coming out, your police cars, it's the amount of time and the money wasted. You take them into court, the judge might give them a rap in the knuckles. And that's that. But the point is, there's nowhere to put them.
I was talking to a guy this evening that came back from Asia, right? Hong Kong, as well, my that country. There's a new hospital being built out there. They were started in November, 150-bedroom hospital, and it's going to be finished in April, May. $5 million the 150-bedroom hospital is costing, and it started in the end of October and finished in May. Like, what is wrong in this country that bullshit with bureaucracy and all that, that's keeping things. Okay, they had the site bought for this big prison above in Dublin. Over in Connemara, that prison should have been built. And the Oven Connemara are down in West Cork, they're out in the middle of the bogs, in the middle of nowhere. And in the prison, I beg your pardon?
Connemara is a part of heaven. Why would you be bringing the devil's angels into Connemara? Connemara is part of heaven. And all you see is to sit down. It's a beautiful spot. Don't be bringing... I agree with you there. Bring them out to the middle of no place. But I wouldn't say you
pick out anywhere. And never mind the 3 square meals a day, plus the changing their menu every week, that if they have to be self-sufficient, grow their own spuds and cabbage and bacon and all that whole thing, I'll tell you this, that will stop a lot of death. And like, there's nothing cool about it. There's nothing, it's giving people a purpose to live. That's what's wrong. They're getting so much for nothing. They've never been without. And you know, that there's no incentive for not to commit crime.
And I think that's the thing, there's no incentive. And I think that from listening to some of the callers this evening, it is becoming quite clear that there is no incentive to not commit crime, because the punishments just aren't hard enough. But I think the general consensus here is, guys, is that everybody thinks that we should be banning the masks, because at least we can identify criminals if they are going to go and commit crime, and it's enabling them to be able to do it and not be recognised. I'm going to go to the ads. We'll be back after this. Thanks, guys. Sorry, guys.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.